and condolences have been pouring into Egypt following the death of Sheikh Mohammed Said Tantawi this past Wednesday at the age of 81. As the head of Al-Azhar University in Cairo, Tantawi's influence was far-reaching, and Pope Benedict XVI remembered the Sheikh as an important voice for dialogue. The Islamic scholar and professor at the Pontifical Oriental Institute, Jesuit Father Samir Khalil Samir, spoke to us about Tantawi and the demands of leading the highest seat of learning in the Sunni Muslim world.
We have to know that Al-Azhar is depending totally from the government. This explains also some of the positions of Sheikh Tantawi, especially the political one, because he's appointed by the President of the Republic of Egypt, and there are all of them, all the professors, over 1,000 professors, are paid by the government. So the government today will be in a difficult position. From one side, the line of Mubarak and the government is a moderate one, very clearly. From the other side, the Muslim Brotherhood and the traditionalists are very strong in Egypt. In the parliament, you have 88 parliamentaries belonging to the Muslim Brotherhood, even if the movement is forbidden in Egypt. But they enter through other denominations. And they are very, very much influential in Egypt and beloved by the lower society, so that the government is always making compromises. Probably they will take a moderate one, but more inclined to traditional Islam. But I suppose they will take a moderate, more traditional than Sheikh Tantawi.